This is HPR episode 2399 entitled, Using Superglue to Create Landmarks on Keyboards. It is hosted by Dodomy, and is about 11 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Using Superglue to Create Landmarks on Keyboards.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is DODD Dummy recording another episode for Hacker Public Radio. This will be a pretty quick episode, and it fits along the lines of Ken Fallon's episode on how to differentiate between the right and left headphones. Just a little bit of background. Up until recently, well, I work as a mainframe programmer. And traditionally, well, not traditionally, I guess always, almost always, a lot of the commands on the mainframe, like page up and page down and exit, are done with PF keys. Well, you'd probably call them the F keys. We call them the PF keys because there used to be a keyboard where they had PF on them. Anyway, and up until relatively recently, I did all my work using a normal keyboard. Normal keyboards have islands, I guess is the right word, but anyway, there's separations between the F4 and F5 keys and the F8 and F9 keys, and then also usually after F12. So they kind of serve as landmarks or markers so you can tell where you're at. Without those, it's hard because, for one, it's so high up that it's at least for me, my fingers tend to be less accurate. And also, depending on if I happen to be on a different keyboard, sometimes the position of those keys isn't always the same. So, but just plus, since it's farther away from the home row, you can be off a little, you can be a little bit less accurate. And that can be a problem because sometimes, like, if you mean to hit the key next to the one that means exit, which by the way is exit and save and exit, and you hit save and exit by mistake when you don't want to, that could, you know, cause you some pain, let's put it that way. So anyways, on a normal keyboard it usually hasn't been a problem because, like I said, you have those lands or landmarks or islands, whatever you want to call them, in between the, not islands would be the wrong word, but anyway, you have those in between the F4 and F5 and F8 and F9 keys, so you can know where you're at. Similar to the bumps on the F and J keys, help you know where you're at. But recently I started working on laptops instead of keyboards. Just normal keyboards, and the problem there is, one, laptops seem like every laptop has a different layout, I usually pay about $20 to $50 for my laptops, so I'm not real, can't be choosy. But the one pretty normal thing on most of my laptops is there's no separation between the F4 and F5 and F8 and F9 keys, so I don't know where I'm at. I'm making a lot of mistakes. I do have one keyboard that has the, I guess, dead keys or the little islands in between them, and that one's nice. But most of my laptops don't. So I was making a lot of mistakes. And also I have this little Logitech wireless keyboard, and it doesn't have the landmarks either. So I've been thinking about ways to put landmarks on there. And I see you can buy some sticky things that you can put them on there, but it really seemed to be what I was looking for. So what I did on one of my laptops, I put some tape, not on the keys, but above the keys, and that worked okay, but the problem was my finger had to go all the way up to the top, and so it wasn't very good. So anyway, an idea came to me the other day. I thought, well, what if I put a little drop of super glue on the keys, and I can use that similarly to how the F and J keys are. And you might need them for other keys, but that's what I thought about. And so I can't really put that in between the keys. So what I decided to do was to put these nubs on F4, F8, and F12 keys. And so far, I've done that on two laptops and this Logitech wireless keyboard. And so far, it's working out pretty good. So, let's see. I learned it a little bit through trial and error, even though it seems to be a pretty easy concept or pretty simple concept. So let's see. One thing I recommend, and what I did was I cleaned the keys with alcohol just to make sure. I don't know how good super glue is on dirt, but I did that. And then the other thing that I did was, I didn't do this first, but I practiced on a keyboard I didn't even care about. And the first time I tried it, I didn't, we used to call something like this in the medical, but I think we called it lipping. But I didn't lip the glue, so I just put it on there and squeezed it, and a lot of glue came out, and it kind of messed up. I didn't really want that. So what I recommend, if you try this, first squeeze out the glue on cardboard or something until you get it to where it's, you know, fully in the nozzle, so that whenever you actually do squeeze it out, what you want to do, at least what I thought would be the best, was to try to make it a little bump, kind of like what's on normally on the 5 key on some phones, where it's a little circular nub instead of a long line. And also you want to do, at least I think what works best, is get the fast drying glue, super glue, because you kind of want to dry real fast. You don't want it to have time to kind of spread out, because you want a little nub. And so what I did was I was able to do that and get the kind with a long, thin, you know, nozzle, and then just squeeze out one drop. And the first time I did it, what I did was I put the dots in the center. And the problem, I mean, that worked. The problem there, and again, was my finger had to go all the way up to the center, and since those keys are, you know, pretty high up anyways, I really wanted to go to the lower half to know where I'm at. So first I did it on the center on one, and then I changed and I put the dots at the bottom of the in the bottom of the key, so that way my finger just has to touch the edge, and then it can tell where they are. And I picked my I think I already said this, but I picked a F4, F8, and F12 keys. I could have I picked that so that way the F12 would be the end, but I could have also done F5, F9, and then the key on the right of F12. But anyway, so that seems to work out fine. And I really didn't have any issue with it. So, anyways, if you have that same issue and you're looking for a cheap, easy way to add nubs on there, give it a try. I've been using it now for a little while, and so far the nubs haven't come off. I haven't tried necessarily hard to get them off, but I use it pretty frequently, and it has reduced the number of mistakes that I make. Yeah, I guess there's not much else to say to that. If you got any better ways, because I'll probably do this with, I'll probably need this for a lot of my computing going forward. I think probably laptops are in my future more than desktops, so I'll probably need to do this until the end of time. Well, that's all for today.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.